This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents What Does This Button Do? An autobiography by Bruce Dickinson. Read by Bruce Dickinson.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Forward. I'd been circling for 2 hours over Murmansk, but the Russians would not let us land. Landing permission denied, said in the best Star Trek original series Mr. Chekhov accent. I didn't know if this controller was an Iron Maiden fan, but he would never have believed me anyway. A rock star moonlighting as an airline pilot. Incredible. In any case, I didn't have Eddie on board, and this wasn't Ed Force One. It was a fishing expedition. A Boeing 757 from Astraeus Airlines with 200 empty seats, and me as a first officer. There were only 20 passengers from Gatwick to Murmansk, lots of men called John Smith, close personal protection, all of them armed to the teeth. Not that Lord Heseltine needed it. He was pretty good at swinging the mace around when he had to. Then there was Max Hastings, former editor of the Daily Telegraph. He was on board too. I wondered if the Soviet controller had ever read any of the leader columns. I thought not. What sort of fish are there in Murmansk? I had inquired of one of the John Smiths.
Special fish, he deadpanned.
Big fish, I offered.
Very big, he concluded as he left the cockpit. Murmansk.